It's in place. It was passed into law. It's designed to protect the Chesapeake Bay. We're doing a good job, but we need to do more. It only applies to the most urban, the most populous counties, only 10 counties, and all counties have adopted it in some way, shape, or form. What I do believe is that there will be a modification or attempted modification of the bill, particularly with regard to nonprofits, maybe some uniformity, making certain that the monies that are collected are used only for stormwater management and that it doesn't apply to existing programs and it can't be applied to existing employees. So we're going to look at that and perhaps modify it in that manner.
There are those who say that, nonprofits make the same amount of pollution as a for-profit business, depending on the amount of paint surfaces.
Well, it depends. It depends. What it is that they're being treated differently in several different jurisdictions. For example, I think Anne Arundel County charges them $1. Prince George's County charges them a little bit more, and Baltimore City charges them the max. And in a city like Baltimore City, where there's the most need and where they do the most good, they're taking money from charitable work that they could be doing in Baltimore City and, taking it away from their hospitals and acts of mercy. So we think there should be some uniformity. For example, the Episcopal bishop, who is considers himself green and that he's pro-environment, says, I oversee the entire state and I'd like some uniformity. And that's what we're looking at.
Do you think there also should be uniformity in terms of the fees that each county is charging? They're all across the board from Frederick County.
I personally do, but I think it's politically not going to happen. We gave the counties discretion because, for example, Montgomery County already had a program in place. Montgomery County already was charging fees. But has it been successful in terms of having counties fully participate? No. Frederick County, a polluter, is charging $1 or 1 cent, whatever it is. I'm not sure. I say a polluter in the only sense that, their sewage treatment plants, have contributed more to the pollution of the bay this year than any other county. So it's disingenuous for them to say, look, we don't have a problem. Well, you're causing everybody a problem. And you ought to look at it. You ought to look inside, look in the mirror, maybe help us all.